Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 22, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. UK retailers report positive revenue impact from embedded finance. A new report by NatWest Boxed and BCG has showed that UK retailers have reported incremental revenue growth as a result of embedded finance. Micropayment partners with Tink. Berlin-based Micropayment has announced its partnership with Tink in order to launch Pay by Bank at checkout and optimize its customer experience. FV Bank announces additional currency deposit options. FV Bank, a licensed global digital bank, has announced an expansion in its deposit capabilities that gives clients the option to deposit euros into their USD bank account. Valopa partners with ClearBank. UK-based Valopa has announced its partnership with ClearBank in order to accelerate the expansion of its product portfolio for SME clients. Flywire integrates with VTEX. US-based payments company Flywire has partnered with digital commerce platform VTEX to deliver integrated payments to higher education institutions across LATAM. Float secures $11 million US from Standard Bank. Float has secured $11 million US in funding round from Standard Bank, aimed at the acceleration of its development strategy and the rollout of its platform. Buddy and Stripe partner to augment insurance e-commerce. US-based InsurTech Buddy has teamed up with Stripe to launch new e-commerce capabilities designed for the insurance industry. Cashfree Payments launches RiskShield. India-based Cashfree Payments has announced the launch of its RiskShield product to offer merchants the possibility to curb cyber payment frauds in real time. Amazon taps Stripe Terminal for Just Walkout Tech in Australia and Canada. Stripe, a financial infrastructure platform for businesses, announced an expansion of its Amazon partnership by powering payments for retailers using Just Walkout technology in Australia and Canada. NS Avenue raises $4 million in seed funding. NS Avenue SA, a fintech company dedicated to offering safe and secure accounts and payments for individuals from distressed economies, today announced the closure of its first round of seed funding. Sequoia Capital and TQ Ventures co-lead the round with participation from Y Combinator, SV Angel, Ace Ventures, and FONGIT, the State of Geneva organization supporting tech startups. NS Avenue, which seeks to democratize access to safe financial services in Switzerland, raised $4 million. Cashfree Payments launches RiskShield. Cashfree Payments, India's leading payments and API banking company, announced the launch of RiskShield, India's first real-time risk management solution for payment gateways. It aims at reducing fraudulent activities up to 40%. Built in-house, this solution will also help Indian businesses reduce chargebacks and disputes, thereby empowering them with tools strategically designed to combat fraudulent transactions with precision and securing financial stability. Robinhood co-founder Baiju Bhatt steps down from Chief Creative Director role. Robinhood Markets, Inc. Robinhood, NASDAQ, Hood, has announced that co-founder and Chief Creative Officer, Baiju Bhatt, will step down from his executive role after over 10 years in leadership to pursue other entrepreneurial interests. The British Business Bank to provide 660 meters to startups. The British Business Bank has announced its Northern Powerhouse Investment Fund II providing a 660 meters fund to small businesses in the north of England. Nationwide to acquire Virgin Money with extended branch promise. Nationwide Building Society has confirmed the offer of acquisition to Virgin Money UK, agreeing to the terms of a cash offer of 2.9 billion with Virgin Money's board. Fintechs should target women customers in emerging markets, report. Fintech firms could do more to intentionally target women customers in emerging markets, boosting both their own prospects and financial inclusion, says a report from the World Bank's International Finance Corporation, IFC. Amiti raises $1 million. Amiti, a fintech startup, has raised a $1 million seed round to launch the first B2B fintech platform that provides financial institutions with a universal solution to offer their customers investment in private companies in the form of transferable securities. Since its launch in 2023, the platform's turnover has reached $12 million. Amiti signed contracts with several institutional clients and offered investment opportunities in such companies as Bayzat, Klarna, and Alto Pharmacy. The funding was backed by a group of business angels, including Jamie Carricker, founder of Alto Pharmacy, Unicorn, and will be used to develop a marketplace where these securities can be traded and to launch the first educational course for banks and brokers lacking knowledge on how to invest in private companies. Snoop partners with Equifax for free credit score service. Snoop, the award-winning money-saving app, has today launched a free credit score service in partnership with Equifax, making it the first to combine money management and credit score in one app. Maybank collaborates with Doxa. Maybank announces an MOU signed with Singapore-headquartered fintech, Doxa Holdings International, Doxa, to collaborate on providing and elevating supply chain financing, SCF, solutions for market players in the building and construction sector, and later expanding into other industries. SS Pay secures $24 MLN. Access Pay, a bank integration provider, has concluded its latest funding round, securing $24 million in a combination of equity and debt. Chime SpotMe now available for members using Credit Builder. US-based fintech Chime has augmented its fee-free overdraft feature SpotMe by making it available for members using the Credit Builder Visa credit card. Nationwide customers hit by payment delays. Nationwide says a fault on Friday morning led to all payments between it and other banks and building societies being delayed. DCB Bank integrates facility for good and service. DCB Bank, a new generation private sector bank, today announced that it had successfully implemented and integrated with the Goods and Service, GST, payment portal. This complements the tax payments facility offered from DCB Bank that include income tax, advance tax, direct tax and tax deduction at source, TDS, payment. The direct tax payment facility was launched last year upon the bank's empanelment as an agency bank for conducting government business. Smart Search secures significant investment. Smart Search, a leading UK provider of digital compliance and anti-money laundering, AML, software, has today announced it has signed an agreement to receive a significant equity investment from Triple Private Equity. Desjardins to integrate nCino Automated Spread Solution. nCino, Inc., a pioneer in cloud banking for the global financial services industry, today announced that the largest cooperative financial group in North America, Desjardins Group, will implement nCino's automated spreading solution, powered by nCino IQ, NIQ, expanding their partnership with nCino to further realize the benefits of a single platform. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.